got county fairs and rodeos. Ain't a better place for my kids to grow. Just turn them loose in the western summertime. And if you ever held your woman on a summer's evening while the prairie moon was blazing in her eyes, then you know why I live beneath these western skies.
Well, that slow western song transition is typical of our new 7 o'clock hour, but unfortunately the rest of the hour isn't going to be nearly as relaxed. We have a ton of content to fit in, and it's a fun topic. This hour is new to the Rosie on the House program. Just February 2015 we started, so this is our 60th broadcast. And looking at the topic, we were trying to find something. We always rotate topics and find new guests, and we decided to make a special broadcast on multi-generational businesses. And looking at the Rosie on the House network, we had to narrow it down from just a husband and wife family-owned business, because there were so many, there was no way we could fit that many interviews into 1 hour. So we necked it down again to multi-generational, and even then, to fit everyone, and we're going to have to do this in two or three if we continue to go on, but to help narrate this hour, we have a host of great partners in the Rosie on the House network, all with different roles in a multi-generational company, starting with Jay Harper.
Good morning.
You are third generation?
Third generation.
So a little bit of experience sitting coming.
I've been at all ends of it. I've been the youngest, so I've been the incoming, working for my grandparents and parents, to now working with my brother. So a lot of different nuances to this whole thing.
And then we have Tom Pastorino, who has successfully been through a transition of a company. Well, obviously, Harper's has as well, from grandparents to parent to now Jay. But yeah, you are retired. Jay's still on the clock, technically. If you're the owner, I don't know if you're ever off the clock.
that's true. I go down by Harper's all the time, and I just kind of hang around all the plants and that, and I kind of watch what they do. So it really helps me, you know.
Now, they've got a living pond. Do you tend to the pond as well?
Your
experience is in water chemistry.
Yeah, I swim around there, yeah.
And then we have Clay Jansen, who just recently kicked his old man out of the company.
Yeah, I feel like it was just yesterday, but I think it's been, you know, a few years, handful of years. But yeah, second generation business owner, so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And the relationship, according to Rosie,
the legend,
he couldn't get permission to marry Jennifer without Charles, his future and father-in-law, mandating that he get a life insurance policy.
So my dad, I think, made that happen. And we call it Jennifer's first life insurance policy.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't even Rosie's. It was the right to marry.
And that would have been, they just had their 38th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Wow.
And they're celebrating in Portland.
Yeah.
It's not like they picked Portland as a destination for their anniversary. My brother lives up there. Rosie was up there on a consulting deal for a remodeler's advantage group that he's part of. So it just happened to be that they were in Portland at the time. So they took a couple extra days to celebrate their 38th anniversary.
Wow.
So that he's been a customer of y'all since
almost
probably,
40
I guess
years.
It'd be 39 or 40
39
years.
Yeah, 39 years. Yep, that's right.
And then you took over for your dad. I think you're a little older than me. I know
I'm
both in scouts.
38.
Okay.
Yep.
And you were you in 451?
I was
418?
No, I was in 401.
401. 401.
Yeah.
Cuz I went from 40 to 401 on your dad's recommendation about how great the troop was.
I didn't know that.
Well, you had already
I was already moved on. That's why
you were already moved on.
You're
3 years ahead of me.
Yep.
And I only lasted about 3 weeks. The size of the troop
was massive.
So big.
Yep.
My troop 40 wasn't 15 kids.
Yep.
And so when we would go on a camp out, there was a lot more relaxed environment.
Yep.
And I can understand. I mean, you take 100 kids into the woods, It's
a show.
Pretty big responsibility.
It's a show. Yeah, it's intense.
It's a lot easier to have three adults managing 15 than three adults managing 100.
Just trying to feed 100 kids. Breakfast.
Three adults are not managing 100.
No.
They may think they are.
Yeah. So it's a show, Jay.
I felt a little too constricted in our outdoor outings to enjoy myself, so I ended up going back to 40. But 401 was a great... was a great troop. I mean,
you,
I learned a lot about
up,
organized and, I mean, lines and troops and patrols. I mean, it felt like a troop.
An army.
40 was gathering.
And then you spent some time at Geronimo, I think, on the rifle range.
I did. Yeah. I applied. They hire volunteers, and if you're a volunteer before 16, each year you're a volunteer before that. By the time you turn 16, you actually become a paid employee of Camp Geronimo. So I went up, and I always applied for the rifle range, then the muzzleloading range, and the archery range, and then the corrals.
Yep.
But every year I got my first choice of rifle range. So I was a counselor there in the 90s for 3 years.
Oh, that's excellent. I love that place. I have so many fond memories of that. And I think I was telling you a story about that little rifle that my dad got me back in 1991 or 1992.
I want to know how he got his
hands on that. Shooting it on Geronimo rifle range. Yeah, yeah.
So when the concept for this came together, I put together a series of questions to ask everybody. And I really did not realize what I was asking until I filled it out the day after I sent it. I thought, man, this is a lot of work. But
yeah, no kidding.
Don't you know that Eagle Scout Clay Jansen over here sends it back before 6 o'clock the next morning. And what most people can fit on one or two page for answers, I've got 4 pages of answers here.
Sorry about that, Romy.
I thought, you know what? That's when it made sense that I found out you were in Albuquerque. I'm like, how does he have time to do this with a family? Well, you were on business traveling in Albuquerque. So
I woke up early, at the hotel, and knocked out my 4 pages of homework.
Yes. Well, there's some very interesting stuff. And if you want to laugh or be able to share an experience about personally being in a family business, or if you're contemplating it, this hour is designed for you. And so what we'll do, instead of going through every one of these questions per individual, we took the best answer on business development or competitive advantage or what somebody was most passionate about in their business, and we just dialed in on that one individual. And so we're going to start this one with an interview we had from Mark Gabbard. You know, there'll be a series of establishment questions, the name, company, how long they've been with it. And then after that, we'll dial a little bit in on to their perspective.
Mark Gabbard, Sunburst Landscaping Incorporated. I am the residential division manager for both artificial turf and full landscape installation.
Relationship to the owner?
Don Gabbard is my uncle.
Years working in the business?
This is my 5th year full-time, and I've worked in the company throughout high school and college and weekends and stuff along those lines.
Have you ever worked outside of the family business?
I have.
Do you have a college degree?
I do. I have a bachelor's and a master's in education.
From?
Azusa Pacific University.
The best book on business you've ever read?
There's a book by Tony Hsieh, the founder of Zappos.com. The title of the book escapes me right now, but it talks about his practices and the handful of businesses that he has started and turned into multi-million-dollar corporations.
And because you are the nephew, or do you ever feel like the bastard redheaded stepchild out of the family?
No, not at all, because Don was like a second father to me growing up. There's times where there's things I could talk to Don about growing up that I couldn't my own dad. And, you know, Noelle, his daughter, who's the vice president, and his other daughter, Alana, we were like brothers and sisters growing up, so I've never really ever felt like an outsider. I felt like a son or a brother or a sibling in that relationship.
And the competitive advantage?
Being family-owned and operated, we have a lot of passion for what we do, and obviously a lot of people have passion within their own industry, but kind of who we are as Gabbards, we're extremely passionate, competitive people, and because of that, we feel that our advantage is we spend a lot of time with people. So we get constant feedback at home shows, how much more friendly we are, how much more time we spend with people, how much more thorough we are with our answers. People comment a lot about how they're impressed with how we include their kids and how we ask their kids questions, and even just outside of trying to do business with them, we just genuinely care about people and who they are and where they come from. And we just enjoy getting to know people. So we feel that our competitive advantage is our passion leads to the fact that people feel our transparency, and we're really able to build a level of trust with our customers. And they know that if something doesn't go perfectly, we're going to take care of them.
Jay, I would imagine in the retail business, you could relate to that. I mean, you don't have a choice but to spend time with customers.
Well, you know, we have a little sign that hangs up by in our checkout area called and it just simply says customers make payday possible. And so, you know, that's shrinking it right down to the bottom line. It's just if you don't have customers, you're not getting paid. And you know, we have I think maybe the only lifetime plant guarantee, at least that I know of in the area, maybe the state. Plant doesn't make it, and you plant it how we tell you to plant it, and we'll take care of it. So, you have to have repeat customers, and you have to. To us, it's more of a relationship. I mean, we want to have a relationship. We just don't want to. We don't even want to think of them as a customer. You know, we want to think of it as a relationship. They're friends. They're people. We're trying to help them be successful. And you know, if they're successful, it's going to be fun. Gardening is supposed to be fun. And planting and landscaping is supposed to bring joy and beauty and enhance your lifestyle, and it's supposed to be a fun thing to do. If you're not successful, it's not going to be very fun, and you're going to quit. So that's our philosophy.
And Tom, yeah. with the pool maintenance, you've got an out. You can just jump over the fence, right? If you're tired of the customer, move on.
Yeah, it's interesting because when we came out here, it was it's a whole nother story. I could probably fill about 3 hours with. But when we came out here, we came, believe it or not, from a bar business. You know, we were working in a bar. You know,
in
a discotheque. It was when discotheque was very popular. You know,
a lot of things are making sense now. Finally, yeah. There's a missing piece. I was able to connect.
I woke up one morning in my hometown, and it was July 4th, and it was like 47 degrees. I looked at my wife and I said, "Barb, I'm getting out of here." I said, "We're leaving. This is it. I'm done." So I came out here, and our kids were like champion swimmers in the area. So I got off the plane, and we had never been separated. So I was very upset. She was home with the kids, you know, and I didn't know what to do with myself. You know, I didn't know how to check into a hotel or anything, you know. But I went to a hotel. I checked in. I had to call a swimming coach to get the kid, make sure the kids were taken care of, you know. So I told the coach what they could do, what their times were. He said, "Oh my goodness," he wanted to get them on his team because they were very, very good, you know. So he said, "Well, I know a guy up on Shea and Tatum. Scottsdale." And his daughter's on a team, and he owns a pool company. He said, "Do you know how to do pools?" I said, "Oh, my God, I can do pools, you know." So I drove up there, and within 15 minutes, I had a job, you know. So that's where it all started, you know. And he said, "I'll train you, and come in tomorrow, and we'll send you out with a guy." So I went out with this guy, and after we were done that day, I called my wife and said, "Wow, we can make money in this business, you know."